Recovery 101. Take another day, take another prayer and say Recovery 101. And say Recovery 101. Take another prayer today, take another seat at the meeting. Recovery 101. In a meeting, Recovery 101. Sober living with Recovery 101. Sober time here at the Recovery 101 podcast. As always, with Bruce and Shelley and Mark, the solution, yeah, Recovery 101, yeah.
Thank you to Phil for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. That's an entry to Recovery Idol. If you think you can do better, record one 30 to 60 seconds and send it in with the name Recovery 101 in it. By the way, Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACAGAPA, LAS, LA. I said it again. SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, HAP, PDA? No.
Public Displays of Affection?
Yeah, okay. We don't speak for them either. We don't speak for any of those guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
It's also Personal Digital Assistant.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Which always sounds vaguely naughty to me.
She went there.
She right off the bat.
Went there. I can tell what kind of show this is going to be, and she didn't even go to church today.
That's why.
You can tell.
That's why she went there.
But I had a great morning anyway.
My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
And I was supposed to say, welcome to Recovery 101. Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
And as you'll see, we don't. Shelley went and spoke today. Or was it lead-in speaker?
Yes, I did.
Was it... Where was it at?
The Fullerton Alano Club.
That's a nice club.
And shout out to them because they have the most wondrous literature person I have ever seen.
Really?
Better than me.
Oh, well.
And that's saying something.
Not as good as me, though.
Now, I was going to say, where's the Humboldt Trophy at?
No, she
What made them
rocked.
So spectacular?
Oh, she gives her literature report, and she stands up there, and she picks up the big book, and she says, "Hi, my name is such and such, and I have forgotten her name. I wish I could remember, because I'd give her a shout out." Oh, Cindy. That was her name.
My name is Literature Cindy?
Yes, Literature Cindy. And she picks up the big book, and she says, "This is the book, Alcoholics Anonymous. The program is contained in the first 164 pages. The back of the book contains stories you might identify with." And she's like going on and on, and then she puts down, and then she picks up the 12 and 12, and she says, "This is the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions," which talks in depth a little bit more about our steps and traditions, and is a companion volume, too. And she's like, goes on about that for a little while. Then she picks up all of the GSR's flyers that the GSR has gotten and points out the things. She picks up the directory and explains
that's
what that's for.
Idea.
Picks up the directory, explains what that's for. Points out the bulletin board where you can find out where other events are and phone numbers. There's a phone list and stuff. Points out the other bulletin board where they tack up court cards that people have left behind. I mean,
that's the literature person. Hey, come and get your damn court
cards.
Yeah,
and then points out the pamphlet rack and explains what they're for and, you know, bring them back because it comes out of our... I mean, she was great.
You know what? The literature person pointing out, like, events, I don't know that that's a bad idea because, you know what? I'll tell you what.
I do.
We've seen in some fellowships... Well, we don't even hear about events till like the day before they happen.
You know, the only thing with that is you've got your literature person.
And it's not program.
Who, for the most part, has not been around the program a whole heck of a lot or a whole heck of a lot of time. And I think that the GSRs do the announcements of events because they've heard more in depth at the meeting itself what
That's
the event
true.
Is.
Oh, their GSR did go into that, but the GSR went into the new GSR report. These are events that are coming up really soon that the GSR reported on last month.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome.
It was totally cool. Shout out to
well,
her.
Cindy, and give yourself a pat on the back.
That was rousing.
And I think that I did a fairly good job of speaking. I only remember snatches of what I said. But
oh, well, that means you probably did well.
I'm really hoping, because people were laughing a lot, so I'm really hoping that my zipper wasn't down.
You're,
because I'm not sure
goes,
what
she
I
goes,
said.
I was wearing a skirt and the back of it was tucked into my panties.
I was like, people are laughing and thinking, boy, I hope they're laughing with me and not at me.
Did you imagine them all in their underwear?
No.
No, they actually all got into their underwear.
Yeah.
Well, it is Orange County.
This is rousing for the people.
The real recovery of Orange County. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we've got shout-outs to Bill, Donald, Phil, Sarah, Fran, Robert, Debbie, I think.
Is there one for Mark? Didn't you send me one, Peanut Gallery? Maybe not. I can't remember now.
I don't remember.
Okay.
There being a Mark.
Let's have it then.
Okay. This out of New York, the Binghamton area of New York State.
Wasn't he like the captain on McHale's Navy?
I don't remember. I used to watch McHale's Navy with my dad, but I don't remember. 48-year-old Kelly Simpson walking through the park and saw a police officer with the officer's canine dog and stopped to pet the dog and say hello, completely forgetting that he also had marijuana in his pocket.
Oops.
The dog immediately smelled it, and poor Mr. Simpson was arrested.
Nice. You know, at first when you said walking through the park, there's a cop with his dog, I'm thinking this could go so wrong right now.
Yeah. That was pretty predictable.
Yeah. That's awesome, though.
In Denver, Colorado, this is kind of a strange story. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work. Frederick Smith, he's very upset. His police searched his home after a Papa John's delivery driver smelled marijuana coming out of the front door and realized that there was a child in the home. So the Papa John's delivery driver called the police. So the police came and searched his home. The man has a degenerative disease and has a medical marijuana card. So it's legal. Now, the owners of a rival pizza company called Sexy Pizza said that they would give Smith one free pizza a month until Colorado voters decide on a proposed ballot that would legalize marijuana for recreational use, not just medical use. I don't understand what giving this one guy a free pizza every month is. I don't get it.
Got you to report the story,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, I get it.
That's true.
It's complete publicity. Yeah. You know the other thing? For a minute, I thought you were going to say that Sexy Pizza was going to give this guy a free pizza a month if they smoked him out. You smoke out our driver when he brings it, we'll send you a free pizza. It's awesome.
You better send two, though.
Yeah. Send two drivers. Oh, we need to send two drivers.
Not two drivers, two pizzas. Driver will have the munchies, too.
Clearly. So, all but right. Was there anything about the kid? I mean, the thing
no.
wasn't... Okay, so he could have the thing, so he can smoke around the kid indiscriminately? Is that the way
it's
it is?
Medical
I don't
marijuana.
Know.
I
know, but it's like... I don't know.
No. I don't care.
Marijuana goes in the air. Little kids getting a contact eye. It's, you know, it's not like drinking where the kid's actually got to drink it. All this kid's got to do is breathe.
Two positives. The kid's not a finicky eater.
Yep.
And he sleeps through the night.
Yeah, he sleeps well.
True. Let's see. Oh, this is in Boston. Okay. This is one of those I can't believe you couldn't figure out what that was moments. The entire Boston transit system, subway system or whatever, got shut down, came to a dead stop yesterday because someone thought they saw something suspicious plugged into the wall at a terminal.
Tell me it wasn't a cell phone thing.
No.
Or
no,
a laptop
no.
thing.
The plug was on the wall outside of the janitorial office. What happened was...
Tell me it's a vacuum.
What happened was the only available plug inside the janitorial office had gone bad. And the janitor that was on duty desperately needed a cup of coffee, so he plugged the coffee maker in to the outlet right outside the door. And somebody reported that it was a possible bomb, so the police came down as a bomb scare.
Well, clearly it's a bomb.
I'd rather have him be wrong 100 times.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a coffee maker. How can you not tell what a coffee maker is?
The
yeah, but they couldn't
see the
coffee maker.
Not report the one.
All they saw was the cord.
No, no, the coffee maker was sitting out there. It was in the hallway.
Okay. You know what that guy can say, though?
He's an idiot.
You know what he can say from now on? My coffee's the bomb.
Oh, jeez.
My coffee's the bomb.
In Turkey. Yeah, in Turkey.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. In Anatolia, Turkey, police say they were acting on a tip when they stopped a truck because someone had told them that it was full of contraband cigarettes, smuggled in cigarettes. The truck driver and his accomplice had a unique defense system. They had two beekeepers in the back of the truck with a hive of bees. So the police pull them over, and they set the bees loose on the cops.
Perfect.
Wow.
How come we never thought of that when we were dealing?
I don't know.
Now, they didn't get away with it. The cops, after, I'm sure...
That's why we never did it, because you wouldn't get away
with
it.
Yeah, we knew that.
I'm sure the cops getting stung 1,000 times didn't help their, you know, their moods much.
I wonder how badly these guys got beat down when the cops got them out of the truck.
They got beat like a baby harp seal.
Send your emails to Mark.
It turned out that there were 32,500 packs of smuggled cigarettes in the back of that truck.
Yeah, and 60,000 pissed off bees.
Exactly.
And two really annoyed cops.
This one kind of made me chuckle a little bit.
That's always good.
This is Mobile, Alabama. Mary Goodrum.
A lot of relatives from Alabama on my dad's side.
Mary Goodrum, she's an older lady. I saw the picture of her. She's probably in her 70s, and she's on oxygen. She says that she likes to drink her coffee and sit on her front porch, and she's also in the business of selling crab patties, like crab cakes. She goes down to the goes crabbing in the bayou and then picks the crabs up and makes the crab patties and sells them. Well, the deputy showed up at her door last week with a search warrant, and she says it's all a bunch of bull. She was arrested on 3 counts of possession, charges including possession of marijuana and of a controlled substance. She claims the drugs that were found belonged to her son who had died, and she didn't want to throw away any of his stuff.
That's what I'd say.
That's what I'd say, too. She's already been busted once before.
Oh, well.
But she's taking this, like, all the way to whatever court she can possibly take it.
Kangaroo?
I don't think... Yeah, you know what? I don't think that matters. You know, you can't... You know, it's like if you're the relative of some big cocaine dealer, you can't keep his kilo of cocaine in there to say,
yeah.
Oh, I keep it as a remembrance of him.
Right, exactly.
Perfect.
It's heirloom pot.
It's Alabama is what it is.
Heirloom oxycodone.
And I can say that because I got relatives from down there. I got an Aunt Lucy Bell. She's like
of
a great aunt. And an Uncle Elmer.
I had an Uncle Elmer.
Yeah. Uncle Elmer and Aunt Lucy Bell. It's from my dad's side of the family.
Speaking of, a couple of weeks on the show, you made a crack about our listeners in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
We have a listener in Kentucky who wrote in.
Oh,
I just
say?
Got the mail this morning.
Well, I love Kentucky.
What'd they say?
She said that Bruce made her laugh out loud.
Oh, good.
So
she LOL'd.
Hey,
apparently she's got a sense of humor.
We have a place not far from here that we call Fontucky.
That's true, Fontana. Okay, let's see.
I just pissed off a bunch of people in Fontana.
Right next to Rat Hole.
To where? Oh, Rialto.
Rialto.
In Sarasota.
Florida.
There was a promotion kind of like this maybe a year ago on the Boozy News. A credit card transaction processing company with a huge business in Florida is giving away a special prize or special gift to people who will set up a new account with their company. It has to be a $1 million account, so it's only for, you know, large companies. They're giving away an AK-47 with each new account.
I knew that's where you were going. Because that's just a successful promotion.
Mark's like, you know what?
Well, in Florida, an AK-47 could be considered a business necessity.
Well, yeah.
Greatest.
If you got $1 million in the bank, chances are you're just adding that to your arsenal.
Yeah, and you know what? If you think about it, AK-47, because I watch a military channel, greatest assault rifle of all time, according to everybody.
Unless it's in the hands of an A-team member.
Well, yeah, then they can't hit anything. No, like AK-47. Yeah. I've watched this show, and it's like you can drop them in the mud. You can pick them up. It's like the M16. You even get a little bit dirty, and you have big problems with it. But the AK-47, you can stick the barrel of it in the mud and still shoot someone with it.
In Sarasota, oh no, we just did Sarasota. Sorry. In Texas.
Oh well, there you go.
A Texas woman, and I have to preface this not because this is a racist thing, but because it's integral to the story. She is black. She is suing the local sheriff's office because she was forced to listen to Rush Limbaugh in the police car on her way to jail. And she says that's discrimination because Rush says things about black people.
Great. So did she get an extra did she get an extra 6 months for stupid?
Well, they said that if she didn't want to listen to Rush Limbaugh, then she shouldn't get arrested.
Isn't Rush like a fan of Kane, who's like one of the black
presidential
nominees?
I'm not even gonna.
Well, the thing is, when did you get the right to listen to what you want on the way to the police station when you're arrested? I know you have the right to remain silent, which apparently she's not exercising.
No.
That'd be like you're on the way to the airport. You're like, but I don't like rock and roll. But I don't like, you know what? I don't like to hear the police calls coming in saying there's a, 211 in progress, handle code 3.
Yeah.
I don't think you get to do that.
Okay, well, I'll do one more. In Fremont, California. The Fremont, California City Council gets my vote for Humbuggers of the Year. I'm quite irritated with them.
Okay, here we go.
A Fremont family who has for the last 6 years set up a very popular
Nativity.
No, a very pop well humbugger Halloween humbugger.
Oh.
They have set up a very popular haunted house. Their neighbors don't help them with it, but their neighbors let them use their side yard. The haunted house is set up between the two houses and they use both side yards. And the purpose of the haunted house is to raise food donations for the local food bank and to raise money for UNICEF.
Okay.
And it's all donation. There's not a set fee or anything. Just donate whatever. You bring a can of corn and you go through whatever. The city council said they can't have the Halloween thing this year because it's not up to building code, even though it's just a temporary structure with no real walls.
Yeah.
It's for flipping charity, for crying out loud.
We have a place not that far from where we live, over off of the one street on the way to my store, that every year, and they get lines of people, and they're not giving anything to anyone. They take donations at the door too, and it's donations for the guys that own the house, and they never say anything about that.
Well, that's crap. I think that's poopy. That's my official opinion. It's poopy.
Well, yeah, don't sugarcoat it.
I'm not.
Poopy.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
It's kind of weird, huh?
You were off.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
Yeah. Okay.
I love the jingle.
I posted a thing up on Facebook. This is kind of interesting. I said, we're going to record a couple shows. We need some topics. In 21 minutes, I got 28 topics. I mean, people were flying. Sarah threw like 785 topics up there in one post. But one of the ones that were many times was gratitude and or attitude of gratitude. Shelley made mention that she thought we were being a little, how'd you put that?
Crotchety lately.
I said that we were turning into the grumpy old farts that we're always bitching about.
Oh, the crotchety old timers?
Yes.
The bleeding deacons?
Because lately. And we have a couple of shows that are going to be posted soon that are coming up that will be posted before this one. But
yeah. You mean the ones that are already up?
Well, no, they're coming up.
Yeah, but they'll be up by the time
This one goes up, which are okay. And the love show was okay. But before that, we had like a whole series of shows. And it seemed like every week that we were bitching about something.
You and Mark were bitching, and I was playing devil's advocate.
No, you did your fair share of bitching.
Oh, well, sometimes. So get grateful, Shelley.
I am grateful. I'm grateful for lots of things.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm still breathing. I'm still sucking air.
That helps.
Yeah, that's a big one. I'm grateful that I got to go and be of service to my friend, Rhonda. Shout out to Rhonda. I was her 10-minute speaker this morning in a meeting. And
screw Rhonda. She doesn't listen to the show. Shout out to Terry.
Okay, shout out to Terry.
Terry listens to the show.
And by association, Rhonda, because she's my friend. And we had a great time. And then we went out to lunch. You know, and it's little things like that that I get grateful for because, you know, I didn't have friends that I went out to lunch with when I was drinking. I didn't have friends, period.
How about you, Mark? What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful.
Yeah, you look it. I can tell.
Actually, he looks very, extremely serene right now.
Serene? I thought he looked kind of tired. Well, is that the same thing?
Six of one.
Half dozen of the other.
Quick, so. Peanut Gallery, go score us some meth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
I'm grateful I'm not a newcomer.
Hey, you know what?
True.
No, I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for my sobriety. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my cigar.
Oh, my God. Diplomatico. Yeah.
From our favorite island.
Yeah. Yeah. From my favorite island in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And it's not the Dominican Republic.
So what?
What else are you grateful for? Or what? Maybe we should look at it from a different thing, because we could all give a laundry list of things we're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, how does your gratitude, like, interact with your program? I mean, how much of it do you think comes directly out of, you know, being in program? All of it? Most of it? You know, how do you create that attitude of gratitude within yourself?
I think you have to look for it.
The union label.
You have to look for it. Because it's really easy to look at things and forget to be grateful.
And not be grateful.
Yeah. You know, it's easy to, I said it earlier kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, I'm grateful I'm not a newcomer. But it's easy to listen to newcomers and bitch and complain about them, and God knows we've done enough of that lately. But it's also to listen to them and realize the feelings they're sharing and be grateful that we have passed that stage.
I think that's the reason why they're the most important people at a meeting. Because you know what? People that have been around a while,
they're not.
You see newcomers come in and they start going on about how horrifying it was their last few days, because I forget that stuff and I remember it right away. And I'm like, I'm glad that's you with that story and not me anymore.
I try to be kind and gentle with the newcomers.
Clearly. That whole AK-47 story comes to mind.
What?
Mark is loving, caring, sharing, and giving to all newcomers. Actually, you know what? Let me throw this in here. Mark, as a general rule on the show, sounds like he just trashes newcomers. And the reality is, although on occasion he can be curt, most of the time, I've never seen any newcomer go up and ask Mark for help who genuinely wanted help that he turned him away. Now, I've seen him have a little issue with guys that go get loaded and want help and go get loaded and want help and go get loaded and want help and go get loaded and want help, or conversely, don't want to do what he suggests.
Yeah.
But as a general rule,
Or decide to talk while I'm talking in a meeting?
He just did that. I heard that.
Was I there?
No.
Okay.
Someone decided to start. You know what? Up you know when, what? When this, Mark this, was sharing, and Mark said, "It's my time."
Yeah. If you'd like to share, then share when it's your time. Yeah. Well, you know, but this guy—I mean, he's new. He's very new, and I've seen him in a couple meetings, and he does it in every meeting. Somebody starts talking, he starts responding. He feels the need to provide commentary. And he was sitting right across from me. I knew he was going to do it. I was waiting for him to do it.
You were so Johnny on the spot with the response. I was grateful just listening to that.
So, you know, he stayed quiet for the rest of the meeting. That's exactly right.
You know what? And you know what? There's a thing to be grateful over, because you know what? Okay, so you do that. It like some people go, oh, wow, you put him in his place. You know what, though? It was appropriate. And you know what? I can be grateful looking at a guy like that he was quiet the rest of the meeting because of the interaction with someone with some time.
He came up afterwards and thanked me.
Yeah.
So.
Shelley?
Yes?
How about you?
I think that my ability to be grateful was largely cultivated by getting in the program. I have a tendency when I'm not thinking outside, when I'm not thinking of, when I'm not trying to stay in the day and in my program and connected to my higher power, when I'm not doing that, I have a tendency to get really into my little minutiae.
Minutiae.
And when you're caught
that's
up
like
in the
French minutia.
Yeah.
When you're caught up in the details, it's really hard to be grateful because all you can see is the crap. And it's like the difference, you know, between saying you have to do something and you get to do something. I get to do things today. I don't have to do things today. You know, even if it's, you know what, I get to clean up after my dog. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the most fun activity on the planet, but I'm taking care of my animal, you know, and I get.
She's talking about
me. I'm talking about Bob.
I don't think your animal cares, though.
I don't think they do either.
I care.
You know what the animal cares about?
They'd be happy if you did sprinkle a little kitty litter on that, because then they could go back and eat it.
They don't need the kitty litter.
It's kitty roca.
Kitty roca.
Is that like the most disgusting thing ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the gratitude to be able to laugh at stuff like
I tried
that.
It, you know what? I tried it with three different kinds of litter. It's disgusting all
you know
three
what?
Ways.
It's like dogs.
Oh, Mark. Oh,
what the hell? Please. What the hell is with dogs and the cat tray buffet?
Oh,
I don't know. They just love it. It's yummy.
No. Here's a thing I was thinking about. I had to write it down so I didn't forget. But this is a total gratitude thing. Several years ago when there was the tsunami that just wiped out everything all over the Pacific practically, I'm watching videos of the tsunami. Like there was a million different ones from a million
total
different
destruction.
Points of view. And I'm watching it. And I remember at the time, I'm watching videos. And I'm sitting there. This is so freaking pathetic. I'm sitting there. And I'm like, God, man, I'm watching the little timer go around while I'm waiting for the video to load. And I'm like, God, I can't believe my internet is so freaking slow. I'm like, I cannot believe how slow my internet is. And all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm watching people's lives get washed away. And the only thing I can do is go, my internet's not fast enough. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm sitting in my store that I own, or sitting at my house that I own, on either one of the two computers in the two places with what is high-speed internet anyway, and I've got cars in the driveway, I've got food in the house, I've got kids that are happy and healthy, and I'm whining that my internet's not fast enough to watch all these people's lives get washed away. And I literally sent an email out to a number of people on my list and just said, you know what, we need to be grateful for what we have, because it wasn't until I'm whining about, it's just like Mark said earlier, and you said as well, Shelley, it's like not seeing the gratitude that I should be having every day for my everyday crap, my everyday stuff. I'm sitting here with my good friends doing a radio show, and there's people in other parts of the world that are just jacked. There's drug addicts and alcoholics that are dying every day. Every day. And I'm you know, whining that my internet's not fast enough. Oh. Or we're looking and we're like, oh, our Fios. It's hard to find the channels as compared to DirecTV. I'm like, really? Is that my big problem today? If internet is my big problem today, that it's not fast enough, my life is pretty freaking good.
Go to Verizon, tick, enter, Fios, enter, channel lineup, enter.
Yeah.
They'll print, you print it right out.
Oh, you know what?
We had one, but the dog ate it.
You know what?
Aren't you grateful for the dog, though?
Yes.
See? Fios flipping, and you know what? I'm grateful for Fios. Fios okay. Flipping rocks. That thing's fast. I can upload a show in like 2.5 seconds. Multiple megabytes. Just so fast. So.
Yes.
Jelly.
What?
What would your final words on gratitude, attitude of gratitude, getting gratitude, living gratitude
be? I knew you were going to ask me that because you looked at me and you looked at Mark and you looked at me like, who am I going to pick on first?
So you've been waiting. So you have one ready to go.
No, I don't. I don't, you know, I'm not a chess player. I don't think 57 moves ahead. I can't, you know, I've become conditioned to living in the moment. So I don't plan things like that. I plan my packing if I'm going on a trip, but I don't plan this. I don't know. Being grateful is one of those things that when you're not grateful, you don't know what it feels like to be grateful on a regular basis. And then when you get the gratitude and you feel grateful on a regular basis, you know, you may not feel grateful every minute of every day, but it becomes a habit. You remember, you know, like you said with the internet thing, something bad will happen or something mildly irritating. I used to call them LATs, little annoying things, LATs for short. Something like that happens and you start complaining and then like the program thing kicks in and you're like, wait a minute, I should be grateful for this or I should be grateful for that, you know, because it's a constant seesaw to make sure that you keep yourself in check. And you know, and a lot of that comes from my higher power because, you know, if I stay praying during the day, it's difficult to pray and not be grateful.
True.
Because when you're talking to God, you automatically think of all the things that God has given you. I think I'm done.
Mark.
What?
Mark's always got, he's always, you know, the entire time, you know what's funny? The entire time that Shelley is talking.
I know, Mark's over there.
I can see Mark pondering going, what pearl of wisdom shall I drop on the listening audience tonight?
You know what? No pearl of wisdom tonight. It was, I can just tell you that I am grateful that about 26 and a half years ago that I knew to call my aunt and that my aunt was a member of a 12-step program and that she took me to a meeting. And that at that meeting, I met a couple people after the meeting who invited me to a Cocaine Anonymous meeting. And I will be forever grateful for that.
Awesome. I will finish with this. Zig Ziglar, you know who Zig Ziglar is?
Yep.
Yes.
Zig Ziglar said that one of the greatest things on gratitude I ever heard. He tells a story about he's going to buy a Mercedes because he says, you know, I'm doing pretty good now, so I can just go buy a Mercedes. And he goes to the car dealer and he tells the guy, he goes, so how you doing? The guy goes, well, I don't know, compared to what? And so Zig Ziglar says, so I sat there for a second. I said, how about compared to the guys that are out digging ditches instead of working in a Mercedes dealer? He says, how about compared to the guys that live in countries that can't go where they want and do what they want when they want? You know, and he goes through an entire thing where he throws out a bunch of these things to the guy, and he goes, so I ask you again, how are you doing? The guy goes, well, if you put it that way, I guess I'm doing really good. And he said, do you think that that guy later in the day was a little kinder to his next clients, was a little nicer to his wife? Do you think he petted his dog a little better? Do you think he played with his kids a little better? He goes, I think he did. Because he got an attitude of gratitude. Shelley.
Or he was kind of irritated because Zig Ziglar just reminded him of what a putz he was being.
Did he buy the car?
Yeah, did he buy the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, then he was definitely the better
person. He bought the car. So he had an attitude of gratitude about that. Who are our friends back east?
Our friend back east?
I think we have more than one.
Oh, we might. Well, the one
we might.
The one we know of for sure is Bruce.
Yeah, the white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Awesome.
Okie dokie.
Do we have any buddies online?
Nope.
Not anymore.
You can go to intherooms.com.
Those guys.
Yeah, those guys online. The quasi-Facebook of recovery, where you can put up a profile, and you can go search around for the A of your choice. They have speaker meetings online. They have online chats, speaker tapes that you can listen to. We have an embedded player there, Friends of Recovery 101. You can listen to the show while you search the site, and it's all cheap.
It's so cheap that it's free. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We've got email addresses if you want to send your recovery idle crap or anything else you want to send to us, show topics or anything like that, at recovery_101@hotmail.com and recovery101radio@gmail.com. And also, if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Now, Shelley, did we have a particular a different lead-out music tonight that you had mentioned to me earlier?
No, I haven't gotten that one yet.
Oh,
he's sending
mind.
It. We will soon, but I actually have a couple of this show and the next show. We've got a couple of requests. Well, the first one's not really a request. Our good friend Fran recently celebrated 17 years.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Happy. Oh, that's right.
It was a week and a half ago or so. And like a couple of months ago, she had her belly button birthday, and we did Sippy Cup for her. So I'm doing a replay of Sippy Cup because that's her favorite
Forever Amber song.
Yes, for her.
Okay. Well, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And you are beautiful.
All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Digging on your lips, taking sips from the specific cup. Crazy about your hips, taking dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Touch me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crump. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crump. Jaded, faded, never wanna be hated. 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 Trippin' on what's trippin' when your body's close to mine. And dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Waking on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch a nut? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup.
All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch a nut? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Yeah, lady, never wanna be hated. Jade, lady, never wanna be hated. Jade, lady, never wanna be hated. Jade, lady, never wanna be hated. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch a nut? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.